Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. D-Lo, we your number one spy.
Well,
that's it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Damien touched something and now the camera's just broken.
Oh, no. What the hell?
I was trying to move the camera over because it's not placed properly. Let me hit this button.
But see, does he have to?
That button?
Yeah, what?
Almost.
The camera.
There it is.
There you go.
All right. I'm not going to touch anything.
Woo.
The baby daddy, close. That's funny. We welcome you in here to the to the Thursday, July 8th edition of D-Lo and KC. I am going to break something. Uh-oh. I'm Damien Barland.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slump.
Very literally alongside.
What are you doing with him?
Executive producer Jesse Tappy.
Real quick, I'm not going to go down a tangent, but did you guys hear the big news, the big announcement this morning?
What was the big announcement?
Raw is coming to Sacramento on April 13th.
Yeah, a little too close to WrestleMania for my taste, man. A little too close to WrestleMania.
Been there, done that. We
live that
before.
That
might literally be the week before, right?
Is it? I have no idea when WrestleMania is,
because they pushed
is,
WrestleMania back to later in April.
WrestleMania, what number are we at? 42? WrestleMania 42. I got to imagine that's Las Vegas, Allegiant Stadium. Oh, my God.
It's the same one?
It's the go-home show.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not.
It's the go-home show to WrestleMania.
I'm cool.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Why do they hate Sacramento?
Hey, guys, if it wasn't bad enough last year, spend your hard-earned money to come watch a bunch of video packages on the Titantron.
What did we do to them? Why do they hate
I don't even
us?
Know why we had to look that up. Of course it is. It's in Vegas. They're going to spend the whole week
That's
on the
right.
West Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Look,
I'm
not going to tell y'all not to buy tickets.
Because we might give them away here on ESPN 1320. Maybe. I don't know.
Good call, guys, because I was about to say something.
We could say something, still give away tickets.
Sacramento's a boycott.
They clearly have no clue because they emailed us a couple of weeks ago like, hey, D-Lo, hope all is well. Just want to let you know Maxine Dupree is available.
We only talk to Ricky Saints over here.
Right, Ricky Saints.
All right, man.
Is he on the main roster yet?
No, he's NXT still, I think.
Damn, bro. But.
There was another big announcement.
Yeah, come on, man.
There was another big announcement.
Come on, I got to go.
Hey.
I got to go.
Hey.
I got to go, man.
Biggest announcement of the morning. Bruno Mars going to be at Levi's Stadium.
I got to go, bro.
In October. You know what I looked up about that show? Because did you see that's a Saturday show?
Mm.
Bruno's at Levi's Stadium in October on a Saturday. And I thought, wow, when's L.A., when's Vegas if he's at Levi's Stadium on a Saturday? He opens up the tour at Allegiant Stadium in April, then hits like Phoenix. I don't know. I don't remember if LA was on it. Then he goes to like Europe.
Yeah, he leaves the country
during the summer,
like a month,
with Victoria Monet.
Leon Thomas on that joint too.
Comes back and finishes out the
I gotta go to that. Yeah. I think LA is I think LA's the week before. He's got two shows.
The week before Allegiant?
No, the week before.
I mean Santa Clara. Yeah. Santa Clara. Yeah, yeah.
Because I think
he opens in Las Vegas.
He does two shows in LA. I think it's the second and the third. So that would be a Friday.
Okay, October. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And yeah, I gotta go.
I know the end, 106.5, the wake up call, they have tickets all next week. I gotta imagine we have tickets on KSFM. I haven't confirmed what complex yet, but I gotta imagine we do.
That might be one because I've got time. It's a stadium situation. That might be one where I go to a random city.
Okay.
Yeah, remember okay. I told you that idea somebody had where
KC taking over Indianapolis? Okay. Lucas Oil Stadium. Right. KC doing
that might be the spot.
Doing a video. Here we are at the Lucas Oil.
That might be the spot. Somebody I saw on one of the socials one time, they had a really good idea for traveling, like for places that you would never go to, go see a concert there. Like,
okay.
So yeah, I go see. I'm never going to Indianapolis for any other reason.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah, let me go see Bruno Mars. So maybe,
you know what? Go see your people at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Well, I guess you just went there. Maybe that one doesn't work.
I thought about Chicago,
Nashville, Soldier Fields in May, Ohio Stadium. Huh?
Is he going there?
You can go to Ohio Stadium May 20th.
Yeah, I'm a plagiarist.
Huh?
I'm a vandalize that place.
then he has a couple of shows in Toronto. Then he leaves the country.
If I was really a boss, I'd go to Paris or something like that.
Oh my god!
If I was really,
my god,
that's what I'd do if I was
two shows at Wembley.
Damn,
two shows in Paris. Oh yeah, that'd be fire.
I thought about honestly that looking
would
at
be
that thing.
Fire.
I thought about Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto would be dope.
But yeah, I think that's what I want to do for. I want to go. I'm going to go to one of those places.
Okay.
One of those places I haven't been to.
Comes back, two shows at MetLife, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, doing Foxborough. There's Lucas Oil, KC. Well,
that's where I'll be at the steakhouse before the.
New Orleans in September. Now, so what's interesting, now you're starting to flirt with football season.
Yeah.
To where you might be able to do a couple of things when you go there. A Saturday show, a Sunday football game.
Well, they're probably not going to be playing there, though. I would think they're not going to clear out the stadium.
I guess the turnaround. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. Superdome in September.
Niners going to New York this year. I want to go to that one. They're going to Atlanta this year. Oh, man. Oh, man.
So is that the division? Or I know the away home thing came out. Is there a New Orleans stop?
No New Orleans this year. Vegas is coming to Santa Clara.
Interesting. The tour ends in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Two shows at, like you pointed out, two shows at SoFi, Santa Clara on the 10th, and then it ends in Vancouver on the 14th.
I got to see Bruno, though, man. And, I mean, I know it's going to be a little penny, but there should be some more affordable ones because it's not an arena.
If you, it depends on where you go. You see, you're not going to like this. You're not going to like this. One, you don't want to be up there for a stadium show. Look, man, you don't want to do that.
I don't know, man. If they talking about 500 to be in the 100 level,
they are.
I can get the vibes. I can get the vibes from you're
not gonna like this. You know the spot for that is Las. Well, this could be different because it's the opener, but the spot for that is actually Las Vegas. Las Vegas. One reason I love Vegas over LA is LA sells. It sells at premium and it sells quickly. Vegas is a very odd market. Like watching all of the videos of like GNX, I wanted so badly to like have the. The moment with all the stadium tracks where everybody's jumping, like that doesn't happen in Vegas. Like, cause the culture isn't rooted there. Like it's not like Atlanta where people are going to respond to certain artists and certain features. It's certainly not like LA, like, you know, they're going to respond there. Of course, Vegas is Bruno's home a little bit, but Vegas, like you're talking, you know, 60,000-70,000, those people could be coming from anywhere. They could be coming from here. Right. So that the vibe is different. So the ticket sale is different. And you can generally get into the 100s or to the floor for a significantly lower price than you can, say, a Los Angeles. Now, I don't know what it looks like if you go to Charlotte, Chicago, but I imagine cities like that are far, far closer to L.A. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the same. That's going to be the case for Santa Clara, because Santa Clara, that's going to cover Northern California.
Yeah.
Vegas is just a weird market that creates it just now I'm on like concert three or four there.
Okay.
And it's just different. And you can buy that ticket later.
Huh. I might have to make them a little earlier than I wanted to. I wanted to be later in the year, but I might have to make that move to Vegas then. I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at going to Vegas.
I have thought about it. Yeah, I have to see. I gotta see Bruno.
But I gotta see Bruno, bro. I gotta see Bruno.
I gotta see.
Man.
Gotta
see the Kings.
Great. Tell me about that.
Gotta see Trae Young.
Fly off to a place you would normally not visit to watch the Sacramento Kings play basketball.
Seattle. Oh, no, my bad. They don't have a team. My bad.
Why? That wasn't even necessary.
My bad. I was thinking it was 96 again. My bad.
Damn, that was unnecessary. Yeah, no need to fly. You could drive to watch the Kings play basketball tomorrow night at the Chase Center and
the dental office.
Hey, any Kings fans going, be safe.
Yeah, man. Hey, what was that all about?
Kings fans.
What the hell?
If y'all, anybody going to the game tomorrow, y'all be safe.
Actually, you'll be fine because they only fight with each other.
Apparently. Apparently.
What the hell was that all about?
Like, what are y'all doing, man? I don't like that, man. I absolutely hate that stuff. Like, yo, man, there's kids there. What are y'all doing?
What do you have to fight about? You're at a basketball game. What do you have to?
No one cares about your Jonathan Kuminga take, jackass. Sit down.
Number one, how it got started. Why is somebody getting disrespectful in that nature at a basketball game? Number two, I don't know why we got to fight at the game. What is there to fight about?
I don't know.
What is there really to fight about?
That video was all over my Twitter account this morning. And I'm like, oh, man.
Did you see the clip of, maybe Jesse saw it too, of the guy who was at a Texans game?
I said he was fighting about pods. That's funny. Yeah, they're fighting about pods.
The guy who was at a Texans game, it was this black guy. And he got into it with this Mexican guy or whatever. And the black guy, like, got in his face, like, hey, do something right now. Like, I'll end you right now. He was all in his face or whatever. And the Mexican guy was just kind of standing there. He was just kind of looking. And he was like, do something, I swear, on everything, do something right now. And the Mexican guy was like, all right, just kind of walks away. And then the clip goes down. This guy is like a flyweight champion in boxing, the Mexican guy. Mm-hmm. He would have ended him so quick.
Mm. He
was hella unassuming. Like, you wouldn't have known he was a boxer because he was like a featherweight or something like that. He would have.
Once upon a time, my first run at KSFM, Randy Couture and Tito Ortiz would regularly come to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember asking both of them, like, do people like test you? Like, they bump shoulders? And I remember Randy said, it was definitely Randy who said it. He was like, yeah, sometimes you end up in those like just regular like male confrontations and you have to be very calm.
Mm. Mm.
You have to be very calm because you have to understand if this person is barking at you, their bark is probably a lot louder than their bite. And there's a realization you could probably seriously hurt this person.
Yeah.
And so if you're ever barking at somebody who is non-responsive and completely calm and looking forward,
keep it
run.
Keep run. It moving.
In fact, apologize, then leave.
Keep it moving. Randy's not as big of a guy as Tito was, right?
Like bigger in size? Yeah. No. So but he's calmer.
They might test Randy more because they think he's just a regular guy.
Yeah, I feel like they tend to test the bigger guy. Tito was a little bit more. Tito like was always portrayed as a hothead. Like I never really got that like vibe. But Randy was a completely calm, normal. He was just a completely normal dude. And you get in the ring, he could destroy you. Yeah. like he could just legitimately destroy you. Tito was a little more. You know, there was a little bit more character. Mm-hmm. To Tito Ortiz, Randy was just very, very calm and
that's the nature of those
Tito's response, if I remember was correctly, you just try not to. it might not work, but you try not to. Randy was a little bit more meta.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's just the nature of those athletes, though. Like, that's the discipline of those sports or art forms, karate, you know, MMA, boxing, all this other, like, you, people go into that sometime to learn that type of discipline, where it's like, okay, I can stay calm, I can stay within my emotions, and luckily for everybody that tests them, that's what they're trained in. That's like the basis of what they do in those sports, is like, learn how to control your emotions.
I don't know if you love this or hate this. Same time frame, early KSFM days, Nick and Nate used to hang around. A very young Nick and Nate Diaz. Like, they were teenagers, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
When they were around the studio.
Nate's a Niners fan. I love that.
Okay.
All right. Nick, I don't.
Both of them crap.
Yeah, Nick is fine. It was pretty cool. I went to Stockton to take somebody to the train station, and they have a mural of Nate doing his thing, like, on one of the walls. I was like, oh, snap, look at Nate Diaz. It's pretty. Nate be at the Kings games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be around all the time.
He'd be at bars, too. When
be easy. Be easy when you come across them in a speakeasy.
he'd be around. Man. Good Lord. All right. Trae Young is headed to the Washington Wizards. I saw someone, forgive me, I think it was Scout Recycler in the chat over on youtube.com/ESPN1320. Shout out to everybody listening. Hit the thumbs up, subscribe, do all of that stuff. We're going to get better about reminding you to do that. It's really important to us. I know we kind of downplay it because we got the radio and the apps and all of that different stuff. But the growth on YouTube is super important. I saw Scout Recycler say, well, now that, you know, Trae is out, what do the Kings do next? Well, the Kings were never going to do anything with Trae Young. I think one thing that did get my attention was, we talked about Trae Young and, wow, like, he might not get the contract we all, you know, that it appeared years ago like he was just destined for. You know, maybe the days of handing those massive contracts out to guys who haven't won, who, you know, are coming off the end of that rookie deal and haven't won, or you're not 100%, you know, certain about the, you know, we call the penthouse players, right? The guys outside of the penthouse. We're not talking Jokic. We're not talking, you know, Shea, Steph, those type of guys. We're talking the guys like, no, Trey's really good. He's got some flaws. Do the flaws outweigh the good? Yeah, maybe we don't pay him that contract. That might be the new norm in the NBA. But a mid-level exception player and an expiring CJ McCollum was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's where we are. Now there's current contract status. There's opt-outs and all of that stuff that influences. No draft picks. Like, no, just, nah, let's get some salary out of here. Let's bring him in here. Atlanta's like, yeah, cool. We've actually got bigger fish to fry. Hey, CJ, don't get too comfortable. We're working, allegedly, on a couple of other things. Rich Paul having a podcast is the greatest effing thing that's ever happened because he's going to slip up one day. He already says too much. He's going to slip up and say way too much one day. And it's very clear. You listen to him. You read him. They want Anthony Davis out of Dallas.
Yep.
And he wants him specifically in Atlanta. Jalen is his client, I believe. Jalen Johnson is Rich Paul is a client of Rich Paul. So this is it's the playbook. We've seen this before. It's not unusual. It's just it's a little more magnified when it's Rich Paul versus, you know, Bill Duffy or Jeff Schwartz or whoever. But yeah, he's trying to get Anthony Davis to Atlanta, and again, it sounds like Atlanta's really receptive to that. There's rumors Toronto was involved. So you know, getting back to the Trae Young thing, just seeing that deal get done in that structure was, oh,
yeah,
that's where we are. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, man, because I just think that they're, I don't understand or agree with the lack of value people place on premium scorers. And I understand there's a lot of things that come along with that, but like just scoring, like you got to be able to defend, you got to be able to get others involved, all this other stuff. Absolutely, that's what you want. But I think people lose sight of the fact that those players, like a Trae Young, are a problem for the other team. You have to deal with Trae Young. Right now, off the top of your head, on Atlanta, who you got to deal with? Jalen Johnson, I guess.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Jalen Johnson is, I haven't seen it on that level, on that stage, to say like, no, he's a problem. We don't have nothing that we can do with Jalen
Johnson. I don't think you have, and that might not be him yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think he's a really good basketball player, mm-hmm. and he could potentially be a star.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Atlanta has right now is a bunch of really good basketball players.
Yep.
I think Nikhil Alexander-Walker is a really good basketball player. I think Dyson Daniels is a really good basketball player. I don't know that you have, and I think this was your point, I don't know that you have the guy.
Right. And then, and because people were kind of, in the chat at least, were kind of baffled when I was talking about it during the handoff, and I said, how long before all of a sudden you talk about Jalen Johnson not being a winner? And I was mocking that phrase in general. Because if you don't win a championship,
right,
or if you don't get to the finals, you don't play winning basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Trae Young been to the playoffs 3-4 times, been to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you label him not a winner. So if Jalen Johnson doesn't get to the finals, because that's more than Trae Young ever did. If he don't get to the finals, when you gonna start calling him not a winning player? Which is, I say that mockingly, that's blasphemy, mm-hmm. in both Trae's case and in Jalen Johnson's case.
Mm-hmm.
But people throw these things out here just because Jalen Johnson could be perfectly fine and they may not get any further than they were with Trae Young.
Yeah.
That doesn't make Jalen Johnson not a winning player.
You and I were talking before some show this week that I don't even know what that is. I don't know what you guys are saying. Not the chat, not people listening, the people who say, well, he's not a winning player. What are you talking about? Please talk to me like I'm stupid so I can understand this, because I don't know what you mean. He doesn't play basketball the way that you believe that he should. He doesn't play basketball a very specific way. He doesn't play basketball the way Greg Popovich would encourage you to. Like, what are you talking about when you say he's not a winning basketball player? If it's just wins and losses, well, then the Trae Young, the Trae Wingo line always comes to my mind. Well, it's like no matter how hard you try, win losses aren't a quarterback stat. Win losses are, and I know win losses are an individual NBA player stat, because if that's the case, Trae Young deserves a whole lot of credit for them getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I don't know. I don't get it. Don't get the term. Probably never will.
And I just feel like they. I mean, there's stuff behind the scenes that obviously play a factor as well, but mm-hmm. the whole they never won with Trae Young, how that became his fault completely,
mm-hmm.
solely,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
is, I think that's a little short-sighted. Like, you guys ran out and made a trade to get Bogey, and you got all these other guys. Right now was one of the times you put a certain team around him. And what would really happen was in these play-in games and in these playoff games, you would put these guys around them, and they couldn't perform. Like, all these guys that you wanted to put around them that you thought were the answer, they couldn't perform, so they couldn't get out of the play-in. Trae Young's play-in numbers are probably fine, mm-hmm. off the top of my head. His playoff numbers are probably fine. It's the people around him. But they put that on Trae Young, and they'll say it's his – his play style and lack of defense, then maybe you're right. I just think people are a little too comfortable with looking at players of that caliber. Because Eddie said something a long time ago that was 100% right. There's a reason these guys get paid the most in the league. You guys talk about, oh, we need a Dyson. Dyson Daniels ain't never going to make a Shea SGA level dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Dyson Daniels. You need a Dyson Daniels. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason these guys that are averaging 25 to 32 points per game get paid the premium. Because not everybody can do it. As much as they think they can, and they think, well, if I had the shot attempts, I could do that too. Anybody. No, you can't.
Mm.
There's a certain level of people who do it. And I feel like the way things go right now, they're trying to minimize that. And they're going to get to a point, like I said, with Atlanta, where like, we don't need Trae Young. We can build a different way. And they're going to go out looking for another guy to give you production like Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what they want to do, I get it. But that's harder than people make it realize or make it sound.
Do you think Washington is in on him? Like, this wasn't a salary move. This was a move for team building.
I think they are. I agree with you with the aspect of maybe not for this year because they've got things they've got to take care of this year.
But meaning losing. That's the thing they got to take care of.
But just in general, absolutely, and they should be. Washington ain't getting no free agents.
Mm-hmm.
They're like almost like the Kings when it comes to free agents.
No, almost.
Yeah, that ain't happened. They're not signing a player the caliber of Trae Young. They haven't necessarily been able to draft them. You got an opportunity to go get them. And then especially when you talk about this price, to me it was a no-brainer. And the price, I mean, not what you needed to give up to trade
CJ
for.
CJ McCollum.
And no picks, nothing like that.
Yeah,
that's a no-brainer. At the very least, I'll bring Trae Young in here to see how he behaves while he's here in Washington and see how it works out. If it don't, sure, he picks up the player option. If it don't work in 2 years and it's not looking good, or he wants a new deal after this year and it's not looking good, we'll just move on. No harm, no foul.
We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Trae Young deal, more about Washington. We got the Kings and Warriors tomorrow. And Rich Paul has a podcast. He talks. It's often funny. He said something recently about the Kings and De'Aaron Fox. I want to ask you if you think he's telling the truth.
Mm.
We'll talk about it next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.